from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, October 15th. Just ahead, sexually transmitted infections, or STIs, have been on the rise for years. But the COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted public health efforts to address the issue. We'll learn why that has some experts worried about a surge in cases from Side Effects Public Media. But first, these headlines. As the holiday season gets closer, state public health officials are urging safety at family gatherings during the coronavirus pandemic. Hannah Meisel has more.
Governor Pritzker is under no illusions that most Illinois families will choose to celebrate holidays exclusively over Zoom this fall and winter. But he's got a warning.
This virus isn't taking a holiday. It only wants to find new hosts.
The Centers for Disease Control this week said small family gatherings are one of the biggest contributors to COVID-19 spread. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike says while planning for the holiday season, think about hosting events outside if the weather is decent. Otherwise, be cognizant of how many people can safely fit in your home. And maybe
let people know ahead of time that we're going to be using masks. Bring your masks, because if you're not eating or drinking, just to keep everybody safe.
Other recommendations include increasing airflow and seating family units or households together. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The Supreme Court this week ruled that counting for the 2020 census can stop. Illinoisans have until today to self-respond to the population survey. Rebecca Kamran, executive director for the Illinois Muslim Civic Coalition, says the court decision adds to the general confusion about the census but does not change their message.
Do the census ASAP. And the reason for that, I think, is just to show the urgency, but also to let people know, you know, you have a voice and you deserve to be counted. So you should get counted, and you shouldn't, you know, delay such a simple thing that could make such a big impact.
The Muslim Civic Coalition is one of dozens of groups that has been advocating for an accurate count. Multiple court battles and the pandemic have scrambled deadlines and plans for the once-in-a-decade survey, adding to concerns about an undercount. You can respond to the survey at census.gov. Champaign Unit 4 elementary students will have the option to return to some in-person instruction at the end of this month. As Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines reports, Unit 4 officials unveiled plans this week to bring students back into classrooms for shortened school days.
Parents can still opt to stay in the remote learning model the district has used since the beginning of the school year. But nearly 40% of parents who responded to a recent survey say they want their kids back in the classroom. Superintendent Susan Zola says she hears from those families frequently.
And they're in tears. They're just like, this is what my family and my child needs right now for mental health and wellness. They need to come back and see their teacher and be in their classroom.
Students who opt for in-person instruction will come to school for 2.5 hours Tuesday through Friday. All students will learn remotely on Mondays. Zola says they plan to bring students at the middle and high school levels back to classrooms in January. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
The first day of in-person instruction for Unit 4 students is scheduled for Tuesday, October 27th. The Illinois Department of Public Health has changed how COVID-19 data for East Central Illinois is reported. The University of Illinois testing data, which was previously included in Region 6, will be reported separately to better identify testing needs and trends in this part of the state, according to Illinois health officials. Other Champaign County tests will be included in region data. And beginning today, IDPH says they'll begin including antigen and molecular tests in the total number of COVID-19 tests performed statewide. Champaign County health officials reported 28 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. There are currently 294 active cases in the county, including 5 people who are hospitalized with the virus. The number of active cases dropped below 300 for the first time in a month. Total fatalities from the virus stand at 27. The University of Illinois reported 14 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. With data from tests taken on Tuesday, the campus's 7-day case positivity rate is 0.18%, its lowest level since students returned to campus in August. In Macon County, health officials reported 78 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. There are now more than 1,000 active cases in Macon County, with 19 people hospitalized. 48 people in Macon County with COVID-19 have died. Still to come, we'll learn why the COVID-19 pandemic has some health experts worried about a surge in sexually transmitted infections. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Sexually transmitted infections, or STIs, have been on the rise for years, but the COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted public health efforts to address the issue. As Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports, this has some worried about a surge in cases.
The primary healthcare clinic in Des Moines, Iowa, offers a safe haven for people with sexually transmitted infections. In a nondescript testing room, there's a basket filled with condoms and pamphlets. This is prevention specialist Noah Beacom.
And yeah, we just tell everybody it's confidential, judgment-free. We want to make sure everybody's as comfortable as possible.
Last year, the clinic performed nearly 4,000 tests for STIs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and HIV. But Prevention Services Manager John Shaw says this year looks much different.
We're down to about a quarter of the amount of tests that we would normally be doing on like a month-per-month basis.
Blame COVID-19. Due to new screening and cleaning procedures, the clinic has limited the number of appointments, and Beacom says they've drastically cut back on community outreach events, which account for about a quarter of their tests.
Like Pride, like Iowa Leather Weekend, or before we went to colleges a lot more and stuff like that.
The clinic is hardly alone. Under COVID-19, many public health organizations had to suspend or cut back vital STI services like outreach programs. Stefan Burrell is an epidemiologist with Johns Hopkins University.
A lot of what we do for STI prevention is trying to get out to the venues, trying to get out to the community. And obviously, all that ended very, very quickly.
Burrell says a survey he conducted in April found gay men reported having a much tougher time getting access to STI testing, especially those in the 15 to 24 age group.
So these are folks that know they're symptomatic and know that they have an STI and just can't access the sort of confirmatory tests or the treatment.
That's at a time when STI rates have been skyrocketing nationally. From 2014 to 2018, the rates of gonorrhea went up 63%, while syphilis increased 71%. George Walton of Iowa's Public Health Department can already see how the pandemic may be distorting this year's numbers. The rate of chlamydia appears to be down, but he says that might be misleading.
I have a strong suspicion that it's not just a true decrease in transmission. I suspect that there's just more asymptomatic people who aren't getting tested and getting diagnosed.
Walton says the pandemic also has caused shortages of STI testing supplies, medication, and public health workers. That's forced public health organizations to provide services in new ways. Erin Davison-Rippey is the executive director for Planned Parenthood in Iowa. She says they've started using telehealth. It's allowed them to expand testing and treatment options.
So that allows patients from across the state to easily access care that might not otherwise be available where they live.
The primary healthcare clinic is adapting too. Beacom says they've started offering an at-home HIV test.
So we advertised on some of the gay, bi dating apps, and a lot of the folks that we're getting responses from live in like rural areas.
Burrell, the Johns Hopkins epidemiologist, says these pandemic-inspired shifts are important to better reach the community.
In the context of COVID, it's taught us that we have to do better with thinking about how to serve people, via the internet, via the places where they're engaging.
And Burrell says these new approaches can better reach rural and suburban populations, where STI rates are growing the fastest. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.
And finally, it will feel a bit more like fall today. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says after a few raindrops this morning, skies will gradually clear today with a high of just 58 degrees. He says there's frost likely tonight. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Mary Hansen, Lee Gaines, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.